psychology and related fields, child development, social work, counseling, they just pour out theories on all manner of things. And I personally believe, it's been my experience, that many of these theories, these notions, these ideas are quite unworkable. And they cause an awful lot of problems. They sound enlightened and sophisticated, but when they clash up against reality, they simply don't work. If they only just didn't work, that wouldn't be bad. But they misguide. And there are so many of these, and I've talked about them on the program. Here's a common one. Maybe you've come across it. I certainly have from many, many people. Sometimes it's spoken directly, other times it's implied. The notion, discipline doesn't teach. Discipline simply controls. To teach a child, they must internalize the lesson. And if you hold them accountable with consequences because you have expectations and limits and rules, all you're really doing is manipulating and somewhat dictatorially, autocratically, controlling the situation. To teach, you must get inside the child's mind. You must discuss. You must share feelings. You must hear where they're at. You must give them virtue. It isn't either or. B.F. Skinner, way back, one of the early psychologists, basically the father of behavioral psychology. Skinner was a radical behaviorist. He basically said that pretty much what we are, who we are, how we act is contingent upon contingencies. Stimulus response. Stimulus response. If you get rewarded, you do more of it. If you get punished, you do less of it. Very simple. That's what we are. We're just pigeons. Pigeons pecking. And Skinner said, and I remember being taught this, Skinner said, punishment doesn't work. Punishment simply teaches the one being punished to avoid the punisher. Now look at the implications of this for a parent. We call it consequences. We call it holding a child accountable. We call it rules backed by limits, backed by results. But it's really punishment. If I make you write an essay because you mouthed off, and I say, well, that's a consequence, I'm sure the kid's not going to look at it as a consequence. The kid's going to look at it as a punishment. If I put you in the corner, and I call it time out, and the official name for it is time out from reinforcement, which basically means, you know, that's the third time I've used the word basically in this monologue. I'm getting repetitively redundant. Which means you are putting the child out of a situation because you don't know which positive reinforcer is involved in the child's behavior. So you're eliminating all positive reinforcers, so it's time out from reinforcement. But if you put a kid in the corner, I don't care what you call it, it's punishment. So does it teach? What does it teach? Common sense and research, in fact. Too bad research has to always back up common sense. We used to accept common sense as somewhat a general sense of right, wrong, effective, ineffective. Common sense will tell you that discipline does teach. That's wrong. Don't do that. If you do that, there's going to be consequences. Sometimes they'll be imposed by me, and sometimes they'll be imposed by life. But there will be consequences. Yes, but that doesn't... If you make a child write an essay, Dr. Ray, for disrespect, you're not teaching him to be respectful. You're just stopping disrespect. That's exactly right. Exactly. You have to get rid of the nasty stuff, the irresponsible stuff, dare I say the wrong stuff, if we're still allowed to use value words, before you can teach the good stuff. Bad stuff interferes with good stuff. This whole notion that discipline doesn't teach, and I've got clients come in my office who were told previous therapists, no, 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 no. Don't put those kinds of consequences on him. You're not teaching him anything. You want to get through to him. You want to get him to understand the right, the good, the moral, the virtuous. And when you put a consequence on him for pushing his sister down, you're not teaching him to love his sister. You're just teaching him not to push his sister down. That's exactly right. Because as long as he is able to push his sister down, it is highly unlikely he will come to the point where he wants to treat her right. You know, sin nature kind of thing. The impulse to do wrong is always within us. So, discipline does teach. It teaches a lot. It teaches limits. It teaches results. And, dare I say, it also teaches, leaves room for the good stuff. If you are just a jackbooted parent who kicks down the door and says, if you do that, I'm going to crush you, then it is true. You're not going to be teaching much. But very few of us are like that. Our teaching is a combination of, if you do bad or wrong, here's what will happen, and let's talk about the good. Sure. I always love it. How many parents have walked in my office and have stopped disciplining because they've been told, nope, 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 all you do is make your kid mad. All you'll do is make him avoid you. A la B.F. Skinner.